The Lord had chosen Aaron to be high priest in his sanctuary. Aaron's sons were also called to help as priests in the service of the tabernacle. Aaron became the highest religious dignitary to represent the nation before God. Up to the time of the construction of the tabernacle, Aaron had only been Moses' spokesman, relaying to the people what the Lord had commanded Moses to tell them. Moses had been the only person to be admitted into the very presence of God, either on Mount Sinai or in the temporary tent of meeting. But when a more permanent place of worship was set up, it became necessary to ordain a number of priests to offer the sacrifices, supervise the sanctuary, teach the law, and consult God when needed. So the Lord conferred the priesthood on Aaron and his sons after him. Aaron's descendants, those without a physical defect, were called upon to function as priests in the sanctuary. The tribe of Levi, to which Moses and Aaron belonged, became the tribe that was set apart to God. It was the privilege they had been given as a reward for their faithfulness when the people had turned away from the Lord to worship the golden calf. The priests and Levites never went to war. Their task was to dismantle, transport, and set up the tabernacle, and serve God according to the religious duties that were assigned to them. The New Testament, in the Epistle to the Hebrews, reveals that Jesus Christ is the unique and perfect high priest in the heavenly sanctuary, and that all true believers are part of the priesthood in the new covenant. Peter, in his first epistle, confirms this truth. You, like living stones, he writes to believers, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Christ Jesus. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. When the various parts of the tabernacle had been completed, the two skilled craftsmen God had chosen to do the work began to make Aaron's sacred garments. Aaron's sons were also to have special clothing for their work on the sanctuary, but Aaron's sacred garments were by far the finest and most costly. He was to wear a robe of blue cloth over a long white tunic of fine linen. Around the hem of the blue robe were sewn pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, alternating with little bells of pure gold, which tinkled with every movement. Over the robe, Aaron wore another garment called the ephod. It was made of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and finely twisted linen, interwoven with strands of pure gold. The ephod covered the front and back of the body almost down to the knees. It was held in place by a waistband made of the same colors. On each shoulder there was an onyx stone in a gold filigree setting, engraved with the names of the 12 tribes of Israel, 6 on each stone. The onyx stones were fastened to the shoulder pieces of the ephod. Over this vestment, Aaron wore a breastpiece made of the same colors as the ephod. It was square and folded double. 4 rows of 3 precious stones were mounted on it, 12 stones in all, each of a different kind, engraved with the name of one of the 12 tribes of Israel. The breastpiece was fixed to the shoulders with braided chains of pure gold, and was kept in place by golden rings tied together with blue cord, which were attached to the waistband. On his head, Aaron wore a turban of fine white linen. On the front of the turban there was a sacred diadem, a plate of pure gold engraved with the words, "Holy to the Lord." The sons of Aaron wore white tunics, a headdress of fine linen, and sashes of finely twisted linen and blue, purple, and scarlet yarn. All these sacred garments were for use only in the precincts of the sanctuary. When the Israelites struck camp, the sanctuary had to be dismantled by the Levites and transported in 6 chariots drawn by 6 pairs of oxen. First, the veil was taken down by Aaron and his sons and placed on the ark, which was then covered by the high priest with a fine blue cloth. Then the other sacred articles in the tabernacle were covered with fine cloth and carried by means of the poles on the shoulders of the Levites. When the Israelites arrived at their destination and pitched camp, the priests and Levites immediately set up the tabernacle in the center of the camp and arranged the sacred furniture so that the service of the sanctuary could be celebrated. Next episode, the consecration of the tabernacle.